Welcome to the Stone Tree Keep Audio Guided Tour. I'm Arun Thergold, and I'll be your audio guide today. I'll direct you where to go to give you the best possible tour of Stone Tree Keep, and provide fun facts and context along the way. Now, right now, you're standing inside the Base Gate House. Everyone who enters the keep on business comes through here, whether they're merchants delivering goods, diplomats here to see the king or the counselors, servants, guards, and others coming here for work, or adventurers looking to try their luck in the Stone Tree Catacombs. Or, as it happens, people who just want to go in and have a look around. Like you. Speaking of, on with the tour. Since the gatehouse is the only way in, there are lots of doors in here, for all different reasons someone might visit. But you will want to use the general public entrance, which is the slightly smaller set of double doors, just to the left of the grand ceremonial doors in the middle. Go on in. As you go through the door, make sure you wave at the palace guards. Not that they'll wave back. Palace guards always work in teams of two. One flesh and blood guard, highly trained, completely encased in magnificent plate armor, and their counterpart, a golem made to be exactly the same size and similarly encased in identical armor. The flesh and blood half of the equation went through rigorous training to behave exactly like the constructs, so that once the armor is on, no one can tell them apart. Neat, huh? The sapient guards are much smarter and harder to fool than any golem could be made to be, and the golems don't need to breathe and can't be knocked unconscious. This might seem like a lot of effort to put into protecting a king who has been virtually assassination-proof since 932, but the members of the Stone Tree Council are here as well, and they're a bit less durable than the king has been. Now, along this hallway, which leads to the throne room, there is another interesting feature. Head on over to the dragon statue on your left. Stop and look at it for a moment. This is one of the entrances to the Stone Tree Catacombs. Or, it used to be. Apparently, it hasn't worked in about a century now. It used to be that adventurers looking to challenge the catacombs for riches and fame could stand in front of the dragon statue here and press down on the tongue hanging out of its open mouth. That would trigger a trapdoor, dropping the hopefully well-prepared adventurers directly into the catacomb. Even though it's broken, don't touch it because you never know.
This is an error message. I don't know what you did, but you've managed to make it into an area not covered by the audio tour.
If you can, I recommend returning to the public areas at the keep. If you are lost, stop and ask a guard or servant for assistance. I mean, they'll likely come and find you to remove you anyway. If you don't see anyone around, and you can't get out, say the word obstreperous to call for help via the speaking stone. You have selected the call for help option. Hold for one moment while we look for someone to assist you.
Hello? This is Arun Thergold. How did you get to my speaking stone? You're having a problem with the audio tour. Hold on one sec. I was not asleep. I was just... What time is it? 1:30 in the afternoon? I was just resting my eyes for an hour and a half. Now, you're on the Stone Tree Keep audio tour and you got lost? Can't you ask a guard for help? Maybe you better tell me what happened. You're in the catacombs. I did specifically say not to actually press the tongue. Why? Of course, after. After I told you. Wait, how old are you? Oh, Stalmvor weeps. I've trapped a child in the most dangerous dungeon on Berhalgard. No, wait. Don't panic, kid. Hey, all right. We're gonna get through this. Yes, the Stone Tree Catacombs are very dangerous, and lots of people don't survive. But you have a big advantage. Or two. One, you aren't actually there to look for treasure. Just escape, so we can devote your entire energies to that. And your other advantage, that most adventurers do not have, is me. I'll be guiding you, and I have a map. Somewhere. It's been a while since I adventured, but I minored in quest guidance when I was in Wizard College. Hold on one sec. Let me transfer you to the better crystal ray on my desk.
Okay, that's a little better. Now, where did I put that?
Hey, Finn, did you see what I did with that book of maps of the catacombs? It was...
Oh, it's right here. Okay, map of the catacombs drawn by Maglo Dren in 1157. It's a little old. Right, what do you see? Cave, pool of water, exits to the north and south. Are you sure it's north and south? Oh, good. An excellent sense of direction will make this much easier. Let me see. Okay. While I look for this, let's take stock. What do we have? Have you got any weapons? No belt knife or anything? Okay. Do you know any magic? A basic fire spell? Light? Anything? Light. Well, that's something. We won't have to worry about torches or fuel or anything. All right, here's... I think... go north. The cave should give way to a worked stone tunnel curving off to the right? Yeah, go that way. Carefully. According to the map, there are traps in this hallway. No, it doesn't say what kind. Okay. Look at the floor. Any raised tiles or flagstones? Tripwires? Suspicious holes where spikes might shoot out? No? Well, go ahead in, I guess. Slowly. Keep an eye out for the tripwires or anything suspicious. It's possible that the map is wrong, or the hallway has changed sometime in the last 170-odd years. No one's quite sure who maintains the traps, or periodically rearranges the catacombs. It could be a naturally occurring consequence of being part of the root system that holds Verhulgar together. Basically a big plug against the chaos magic- What was that? Kid? Hey, kid! You okay? Speak to me! Oh. You're all right. What the hell happened? Oh, nasty. A blade trap shooting out of the wall 5 feet up would seriously cramp the style of most human, elf, or orc adventurers, and could be a pretty close shave for the taller dwarves. It's a good thing you're not fully grown yet. Did you see what the trigger was? Well, carry on, but be careful. If the next trap is designed for gnomes or halflings, you would be in serious trouble. Let me know once you're out of the hallway into the next room. On the map, it says puzzle, and it looks like there are a couple of doors. See, that's why I don't buy the naturally occurring chaos dungeon theory. Puzzles don't occur naturally, which suggests intention to me. Okay, what do you see? Stone room, doors, statues. A sign on the wall. What does it say? Oh, of course not. It'd be too easy if the sign was in common. The text, I mean the letters themselves, are those in common? Well, that's something then. If we had to have you describe each room well enough for me to copy it, we'd be here all day. All right, read me what it says. It's ancient halfling, I think. I'm a little rusty, but I think we can muddle through. All right, start from the beginning. Let's see. Traveler, in front of you are doors and they're flower pots. Are there flower pots? Maybe, no, not flower pots. Guardians. Doors and their guardians. That must be the statues. Okay, go on. One door leads to safety and treasure. The others to certain... taxes? Death. Certain death. The guardians shall guide your choice. Ask answerable yes, no? I think it's ask yes or no questions. One guardian must always answer true. Oh! Ha! I know what this is. It's the lady and the tiger. this is practically the oldest dungeon puzzle in the book. Choose between two doors. One leads to a beautiful lady, the other to a homicidal jungle cat. Ask the guards one question, one tells the truth and the other lies. Restricting you to yes or no questions isn't standard. Ah, try this. Would the other guard tell me to go through the left door? What do you mean there are four doors and four guards? That's not... Maybe I should let you finish reading the sign. One guardian must answer true, one cannot but lie, one alternates truth with falsehood, and one, knows not the correct answer, but will, like the village fool in ignorance, choose an answer at random and present it as truth. You may question the guards 5 times in total. Great. Okay. Let's think about this for a minute. We get 5 questions. We should use them to eliminate the useless guards, right? Right. I might as well start on the left. All right. Are you the guard that tells the truth?
Yes.
Really?
No.
This must be the one that alternates. Unless it's the village idiot one. But I think that one would have stuck to its answers, don't you?
No.
Wait, I didn't mean... Damn. What? No. I need to be more careful. Okay. It's surprisingly hard to think if I can't ask myself questions out loud. This is the alternating guard, and we have 2 more questions. Yes. I think I can work it out. Guard, let us imagine that the doors are numbered left to right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Is the safe door an even number?
No.
False, true, false, true. All right, guard, is the safe door door number 1?
Yes.
Aha, so we want to take door number 3. It's a good thing we started with the alternating one. I'm actually not sure there's a solution to that that doesn't rely on luck. There's a gnomish dungeon puzzle researcher I know at the Copper Mountain Polymagic Institute who would have a blast figuring that out. I'll have to tell him about it later. Is there a treasure behind the door? Oh, what is it? Ah. No, it's valuable stuff, but... The sword's probably taller than you are, and I'd be willing to bet that you couldn't even lift that plate mail. It's good stuff, but it's not portable stuff. Value to weight ratio, you're best off with gems and small magical items. A dagger? Sure. I wouldn't plan on using it except as a last resort, though. Because, have you ever been in a fight? It's a lot harder than I think you're imagining it will be to use a weapon, and a weapon you don't know how to use is just as likely to hurt you as your opponent. An excellent question. The best thing is to avoid fights entirely. If you can't do that, cheat. If you can't cheat, run away. That's not the knight or paladin answer, but your adventure mentor isn't a knight or paladin, it is me. Whenever possible, trick your enemy. Wait, stop here a second. Do you hear that? Voices up ahead. From here, through the speaking stone, I can muffle your footsteps a little bit. And I can keep them from hearing me at all. Well, it's more accurate to say that only you can hear me. But anyway, forward. Slowly. Ah, you're in luck. Those are monsters up ahead. Ah, but they are the ideal monsters for you. Those are troglodytes. They're humanoid, sort of. They live in caves in near total darkness, except for a source of light that is behind them. And it is always behind them. Usually it's a naturally occurring fire flower, which is about as bright as a torch. They have sensitive eyes, so they always face away from their light source. The thing is, they're basically creatures with two-dimensional brains. They think the entire world is the wall that they can see their own shadows on, and they react violently to any outsiders. If they see your shadow on their wall, they will lose their minds attacking you. It wouldn't be so much of a problem, but the room they're in is sort of a weird shape. There's no way through except to pass between them and where I'm assuming the light source is. At the far end, looks like there's a stable magical gate, which leads... somewhere? Somewhere else in the dungeon? You just need to make it through there. This is what I was just saying. We're gonna trick them. You got your light spell, right? When I tell you, I want you to focus it into a beam down the cave toward their wall. And then, have you ever done shadow puppets? Can you do, like, an alligator? You do that, and I will provide some sound effects, and we'll make them think they're being attacked by a dragon. Here, why don't you take a second to figure out your alligator? Okay. When I say go, you cast your spell and do your shadow puppet. Once they're good and scared, boost the light spell as much as you can to further disorient them, and then run like hell across the cavern. According to the map, there's a magical gate on the far side of this room. The thing is, the map doesn't say where it goes. But we can deal with that when you get there. Ready? Go! The troglodytes didn't say scared as long as I hoped they were. Run faster, kid. It sounds like they're getting close. And there you have it. The complete audio tour of Stone
Tree. What is that?
The tour is brought to you today by me. That's the end of the audio tour. The portal put you right back in the base gate house. You did it, kid. You're probably the youngest adventurer ever to survive the Stone Tree Catacombs. Of course you're an adventurer now. You've been on an adventure, haven't you? You've returned with loot, right? I mean, I strongly recommend more training before you go on any more adventures, but, well, that's not always up to us. Now I guess return the tour speaking stone to the kiosk and go tell a guard that Dragon Tongue entrance is working again. Thanks for taking the Stone Tree Keep audio tour.